Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
After a 45-0 vote in the Oklahoma Senate, the House has followed suit and turned in a 96-0 vote for Senate Bill 422. That's the bill that will provide Oklahoma farmers and ranchers multiple ways to document to the Oklahoma Tax Commission and county assessors that they deserve an ag sales tax exemption. The measure heads to the governor's desk, where it's expected to be signed soon into law. We traded text messages with Steve Thompson, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, after the vote was held. He was clearly pleased. He says, "This is a big win. For several years, we've been told we need to give up something as far as the ag sales tax exemption goes because the urban majority legislature is going to take it away if we didn't." Well, this demonstrates we're not dead yet, and it shows the value in us all sticking together and getting loud in coordination with one another. Corn and soybean farmers getting close to wrapping up the planting of the 2021 crop. Crop progress showing 18 major corn-producing states, 90% of the corn crop now planted for 2021. Five-year average by this state, 80%, where 75% planted as far as soybeans are concerned, compared with the 54% five-year average. Cotton producers are up to 49% of the cotton crop now planted for 2021. That is compared to the five-year average of 52%. Winter wheat crop conditions. The Kansas crop is up another percentage point to 55% in good to excellent shape now. Oklahoma, though, drops 8 points this week to 51% in good to excellent shape. Texas unchanged at 25% in good to excellent condition. And finally, pasture range ratings all improving here in the Southern Plains. Oklahoma, 51% good to excellent shape, up 4 points. Kansas, up 4 points to 60% good to excellent shape. Texas, the 35% good to excellent shape, 7 points better than a week ago. Now, those numbers are indicative of keeping drought at bay, at least for the time being. So says livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel.
Yeah, you know, Oklahoma is pretty good. We've had several waves of attempted drought building, and each time the drought has receded back pretty well. Central Texas, which had some significant dry areas, has also gotten some rains that at least buys us a little bit of time. I think there were some rains in parts of Nebraska recently, but the core really dry areas, obviously the Southwest, but in the Northern Plains area, North Dakota, part of South Dakota, eastern Montana, I don't think they've received much moisture, and so the drought situation there continues to worsen and gets more critical with each passing day.
Things could always get mighty dry in our part of the world, but for now, we've been able to give a stiff arm to drought conditions. You've got farm news on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.